This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our second hour of our weekend program, wherein you can participate. You can call us, we're live, and you can call us at 877-726-8255. I'm here and available to field your inquiries and perhaps have a conversation about one of your comments. Among the stories we're going to tackle this hour, we're going to talk about a common procedure used for heavy menstrual bleeding. It was thought to be a viable alternative to hysterectomy. It's turning out to have some problems, and many women are complaining. Also, a so-called forever chemical found in drinking water is linked to tooth decay in children. And no, it's not fluoride. 877-726-8255. I want to start this hour by talking about soybean oil. Soybean oil is America's most widely consumed oil. And it's only come on the scene over the past 50 years or so, maybe 75 years, because in previous generations, we used things like lard for cooking, or olive oil. Bacon grease was conserved by chefs as a means of lubricating pans and frying foods. Typically, in Southern cuisine, they take a base bacon grease and they would fry up some collards. And in Italian and Spanish-influenced cuisine, it would be and Greek-influenced cuisine, it would be olive oil, which is a wonderful oil in terms of its health benefits. And then, of course, there's butter, which is the mainstay of French cuisine. You know, just throw it on half a stick of butter, whoosh, bam, into the pan. And so the modern advent of soy oil has replaced these oils. By the way, coconut oil, also a mainstay of Asian and Southeast Asian cooking. But soybean, it turns out, is not healthy for humans. And it certainly isn't good for mice, which a new study illustrates. It was published last month in the journal Endocrinology. They fed mice three different diets high in fat, either using soybean oil modified to be low in linoleic acid, which is an omega-6 fat, and coconut oil. And the same research team found previously, back in 2015, that soybean oil induces obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, and fatty liver in mice. And they thought they could modify the effects if the soybean oil could be engineered to be low in linoleic acid. So they did some gene modification and processing to get a soybean oil that was lower in linoleic acid, because they thought it was the culprit, and that thereby they could they could avoid the obesity and insulin resistance caused by regular soybean oil. But in a study released this month, researchers didn't find any difference between the modified and unmodified soybean oil's effects on the brain. Ooh, that's not good. Specifically, the scientists found pronounced effects of the oil on the hypothalamus, which is a pretty important part of the brain. The hypothalamus regulates body weight via your metabolism, and it also controls body temperature, breathing, all the so-called involuntary activities of the nervous system. It's also critical for reproduction because it initiates the release of sex hormones, and it impacts physical growth as well as your cortisol response, your response to stress, and release of cortisol and epinephrine and norepinephrine. They found that there was a disruption in the brain of certain types of cells, including cells which produce the love hormone, oxytocin. Well, that's not good, because oxytocin is something that relieves anxiety, creates relaxation. It's the love hormone, hugging and sexual activity and breastfeeding, for example, release a lot of oxytocin. That's why a lot of women feel, you know, it's like Madonna and Child, that whole, you know, serene thing that you get from breastfeeding. The research team discovered roughly 100 other genes also affected by the soybean oil diet. So they say that the impact could be not just for energy metabolism, but also proper brain function, and even potentially for such diseases as autism or Parkinson's disease. So, keep in mind that this study was conducted on mice, and mouse studies don't always translate to the same results in humans. But it is concerning that the soybean oil feeding, even modified soybean oil, had these negative effects. It's universal effects, you know, on over 100 genes involved in so many processes, so many critical functions within the human brain that don't just have brain impacts, but have body-wide impacts. So stay away from that soybean. It's hard. It's hard because soybean oil is so ubiquitous in processed foods, and especially fast food. It's really hard to avoid. You know, look at your salad dressing. Look at, you know, things that you wouldn't think soybean oil would be in. You know, mayonnaise, for example. Lots and lots of soy. If there are so many foods that are kind of like a Trojan horse for introducing cheap, stable soybean oil into our systems. And I think a part of recovering health is weaning off that heavy soybean oil intake that we're all subject to. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I want to share this item with you. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance products at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health and offer digestive support: GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. There are numerous clinical studies that have demonstrated these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data, and they're only available from healthcare practitioners like yours truly. But they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for a wide range of professional grade products, including GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Check it out. 877-726-8255, and we'll take a call in just a moment when we return.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, this is a live show. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's take a call now from Charlene in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Hi. I want some information on the raw, unprocessed apricot seeds. They're supposed to contain a B17, which is laetril, and it's supposed to be for the prevention of cancer. Give me some information on that, please.
Yeah, and where'd you get that information? I'm just kind of curious before we launch into a discussion of that.
I can't remember. I just heard it from somebody. They're pretty much into health, and I just want to know what your intake was.
Yeah, that's kind of like, that's so 20th century, you know, that laetril was popular as an alternative cancer therapy, you know, in the 50s and 60s, and some alternative cancer practitioners still think it might be helpful. It was actually developed by a guy named Dr. Ernest Krebs. It's kind of interesting because Krebs means cancer in German, so he had the right name. And he advanced the theory that something called amygdalin, which has been dubbed vitamin B17, is effective against cancer. Well, of course, it's actually not a vitamin. Because the definition of vitamin is something that you need to get from the outside to perform an essential function in the body. And so there's not any evidence that amygdalin deficiency causes some kind of classic deficiency disease like scurvy or beriberi or, you know, something like that. The theory is that amygdalin, which you can get primarily from apricot pits, but also is present in certain other foods, you know, macadamia nuts and certain vegetables, beans, seeds, when it passes through the body, it's converted to something called hydrogen cyanide. And that sounds familiar. Yes, cyanide is a deadly poison. And it's thought that the cyanide is selectively toxic to cancer cells, and yet at the low levels that you get when you take laetril, it won't harm normal cells. So they even make laetril for intravenous use. You know, I guess probably still some doctors using it, although it definitely is something that's, if not illegal, it's quasi-legal, because many studies have shown that laetril is not that effective and maybe even toxic, and it's been discouraged at the very least, if not banned. So, I think you know, you're working off a little bit of a off a wing and a prayer there by taking apricot pits for cancer. Is this some specific cancer situation that is being addressed with this?
No, just that taking low levels, you know, a little bit prevention, you know, like maybe under 10.
Yeah.
Under 10 of them a day.
Yeah, I can't say that I recommend that. You know, I'm not sure that, you know, with all the other wonderful natural anti-cancer compounds out there, you know, things like green tea and curcumin and sulforaphane and some of the immune-boosting things like HCC or certain, you know, mushrooms like maitake mushroom. You know, there's so many things that have more stood the test of time, that have less of a toxicity potential, that people can be taking to prevent cancer, that, you know, I'm not a big fan of Laetrile. I mean, there may be some cancer practitioners out there using alternative methods who, you know, still believe in that. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not big on it anymore.
One of the doctors on this says that don't take it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what, but that's a little bit, but that's kind of a knee-jerk reaction by many doctors about the use of exotic things and supplements. I mean, I'm not like that. I'm open to the use of natural agents. It's just that I'm kind of selective about it, and we take an intelligent medicine approach. When something has been debunked, you know, we no longer use it. And I think Laetrile is kind of in that category. It's just kind of not really maintain a high profile among anti-cancer nutrients. All right. Thank you for that call. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's talk about what is billed as a quick fix for heavy periods. You know, a lot of women suffer from very heavy periods. They get DNC, and the DNC is designed to do two things. One, it's a dilation and curettage. They go up there, look at the uterus, and they try and determine if cancer is present, and then they also try and clean off some of the surface of the uterus, the endometrial lining that is responsible for heavy bleeding. And when that doesn't work, the alternative is sometimes, well, got to get a hysterectomy. But that's a big deal. A lot of women don't want to lose their uterus. So there's an appealing alternative, which is called endometrial ablation. And there's a new device, the NovaSure device, which was introduced in 2017, that promises a quick and easy procedure. But there's a lot of women who've undergone their ablation and say it's led to serious issues, leading them to warn others about their experience. There's a Facebook group with over 5,000 members, and there's a petition to pursue a class action lawsuit because of severe pain, failure to reduce the bleeding. It's marketed as a one-time 5-minute procedure for heavy menstrual bleeding, in which a radio frequency tip is introduced into the uterus, but it sometimes doesn't work, and that can lead to ultimately a need for a hysterectomy to correct the problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman here. And any of you see the movie Dark Waters? It's a pretty good movie with Mark Ruffalo playing a whistleblower. Actually, more a crusading attorney who takes on Dow Chemical because of their pollution of areas in West Virginia where they had a plant. And so he is originally from that area, but he's gone on to become a big city corporate attorney. So he's transcended his roots. But then he is asked by a farmer to take on a case against Dow Chemical for pollution of the farmer's water supplies and lands. And there's a scene in Dark Waters where the protagonist, the attorney, played by Mark Ruffalo, goes over to West Virginia to check out the scene of the crime, so to speak, to investigate where the source of pollution is coming from. And as he drives down the street in a small town in West Virginia, he looks up from the driver's seat and he sees a young girl on a bicycle riding by, and she looks normal, but when she smiles, her teeth are all blackened. She has the most horrendous looking teeth. And that kind of ominously sets the tone for all the problems, all the birth defects, all the diseases that are caused by these forever chemicals. Well, it turns out, according to a new study, there's really something to this linkage between what are called forever chemicals. They include perfluoroalkyl substances referred to as PFAS, a.k.a. Teflon. They're used to make nonstick cookware, carpet, cardboard, and other products. Now, manufacturers no longer use them because it's going to be a tremendous liability if they keep pumping them out in the environment, but they are forever chemicals. They persist in the environment. And now researchers are exploring how they affect dental health. They investigated whether higher concentrations of PFAS were associated with greater tooth decay in children. And one of those compounds, perfluorodecanoic acid, was linked to dental cavities. Their findings appear in the Journal of Public Health Dentistry. So these are forever chemicals. They say due to the strong chemical bounds of PFAS, it's difficult for them to break down, which makes them more likely to be persistent within the environment, especially in drinking water systems. A majority of people may not be aware that they are using water and other products that contain PFAS. There you have it. You know, that image, it's really indelibly in my mind. I mean, that's part of the art of the cinematic creators of Dark Waters, is to provide haunting images of the damage and disease that is caused by these forever chemicals. And that when that little girl rode by on her bike and then smiled, it really drove that message home. All right. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, so many of us do. And let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or simply being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. You've heard me talk about it. It targets the mitochondria and repairs cell membranes. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. There's some good studies on it. And it's available in ProPax, which is your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. But a lot of people said, yeah, you know, that's fine, but I've got a multi, I've got fish oil, I'm just looking for that NT factor. And you can find it in a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It provides you the unique energy support of pure NT factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT factor for years. I don't go a day without it. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shoppe, you can still find Pro Packs and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or you can try ordering direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. This is really a milestone for those of us who grew up in the 60s and 70s and were virtually weaned on the Rolling Stones. I discovered the Rolling Stones in high school. It was one of the nice parts of being of that generation, just a real music explosion. And amazingly, they're still chugging along. And although Mick Jagger recently underwent a heart valve procedure in April 2019, where doctors put in a stent to support at least one of his arteries as well. The guy who is really a testament to resilience of the lifestyle of the hard rocker is Keith Richards. Keith Richards is 76, and sometimes when I do lectures on the effects of smoking and drugs and what it does to your body, I put up a picture of Keith Richards because he is the epitome of what's called glycosylation, an aged glycation, advanced glycation end products or ages. His face is a roadmap of wrinkles. But this is truly a milestone in the history of rock music. Keith Richards has quit smoking at the tender age of 76. His body was already a marvel of human endurance. He has withstood all kinds of drugs and alcohol. And he kind of prides himself on, you know, the fact that he's part human, part some kind of ancient reptile. And he has now told an interviewer on New York's Q104.3, it's a rock station, that he's been cigarette-free since October. He says, done that, been there. He says that he found smoking harder to quit than kicking heroin, which he was also on at various times. And he also says he's pretty much pulled the plug on drinking. He says he still enjoys a glass of wine or a beer. He says that today's drugs, he doesn't find them interesting anymore because they're very, quote, institutionalized and bland. Not like in his heyday in the 60s and 70s when he subjected his body to all kinds of insults. And yet he keeps rocking along, and plans are to continue the successful Rolling Stones tours where the aging rockers just hit it again and again, and their performances still are amazing. 877-726-8255 is their number. This item is somewhat related to what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about forever chemicals. Another chemical that we're concerned about is BPA, which is what you get a dose of every time you reach for a receipt. And these days I mostly say, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you, no receipt for me. Now they're asking. They don't bother to just put it in your bag because they know that some people disdain touching these receipts because they're doused in the plasticizer BPA. BPA is also used in cans as a can liner. Some companies are getting rid of BPA because of its adverse effects. In New York, they're floating a bill in the city council to ban receipts that are coated with BPA. You know, there's alternative ways of doing it these days. You can get something online. You can get an email. And it's paperless. Interesting story because they're looking for something to counteract the damage of BPA. BPA, it's hard to get it out of the body. So if you've accumulated a burden of BPA, it's likely to stay as a residual in your body for a real long time. And there's nothing that we know of that expedites the removal of BPA from your system. The headline here piqued my interest. Antioxidant reverses BPA-induced fertility damage in worms. Well, they tested it in a primitive roundworm, and they found that by administering a naturally occurring antioxidant called coenzyme Q10. Have you heard of that? A lot of you probably taken coenzyme Q10 already or ubiquinol. It reversed most of the reproductive harms caused by exposure to the plasticizer bisphenol A in this species of worms. Now, you're going to say, well, that's great because I really want my worms to be healthy. And this is really a boon for worm kind. Does it translate to humans? Well, they actually looked at the same metabolic pathways that are susceptible to BPA. And they found that these metabolic pathways are shared by humans and worms. And so the inference might be, although it's not yet proven, that CoQ10 can act as a rescue remedy in the face of BPA exposure. They issue the usual disclaimer. They say this is not yet ready for time. Humans are not big worms. People should not rush out and start taking CoQ10 as an anti-BPA agent without consulting a doctor. Yeah, like the doctor's going to have a lot to say about this. Good luck. But it does point out that, you know, there may be ancillary unanticipated benefits to taking coenzyme Q10, which is good for the heart, good for energy, supports the mitochondria, and may also safeguard us against toxicity from common environmental insults. Very cool. 877-726-8255 is our number, should you care to call us as we wind down today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppe with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Well, our live show hours are waning, but I'll give you this number, 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down. If a question occurs to you during the week, you can record that question by calling 877-726-8255. We'll take your question and we'll answer it on the air as we're about to with this inquiry. Let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Very long-term listener and a lapsed patient. I have a quick question about CBD oil. I use the CV Sciences Plus CBD oils, both the red for body aches and pains and the gold for calming effect. I get great results with both. If I had to take a drug test, is there a window, let's say 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, that I should wait for the body to metabolize any residual small amount of THC that may be within the oils that might come up positive on a blood test? Thanks much. If you can answer the question, be greatly appreciated. And just a little bit of feedback. Yourself and Layla, you guys are a national treasure. Thanks again.
Okay, that's very kind. Well, maybe I'll get the Presidential Medal of Honor next year at the State of the Union address. Okay, really appreciate that feedback. So the question is about the potential for taking CBD, which is the legal kind. You know, you don't have to go to a marijuana dispensary to get it. You can buy it online. My favorite brand is, as he mentioned, CV Sciences. They're actually a sponsor in this program, plus CBDoil.com. And it works great. You know, he's taken two different formulas. One is sort of the less refined version, which has all the cofactors and the multiplicity of chemicals that are in hemp that have anti-inflammatory effects for his muscle pain. And he also takes the gold formula, which is a relatively pure CBD that's more for relaxation, anxiety, and sleep. And so this question comes up because, you know, I do have patients who are in the uniformed services, they're in security industries, or, you know, they're in jobs where they can get drug tested from time to time. I think that maybe some locales, teachers and people have things to do with kids. But the question is, can you get a positive drug test that indicates the presence of THC in your urine? Usually the tests are urine tests. And the answer is yes. And so to illustrate that, you know, actually one of my patients, and he loves the CBD. His sweet spot for the gold caps, relatively high, is take 4 to 6 capsules of the gold, 15 milligrams of CBD, to get an anti-anxiety effect. But he says it's literally changed his life. He's really coping much better with stress, and he's got a lot on his plate. But he said just for the heck of it, he went and got a commercial test, you know, the kind of test that parents sometimes subject their kids to, you know, go to a drugstore, and you can buy these things over the counter. And, you know, he peed in the container, and he put the dipstick in it to see if anything would come up positive. And indeed, it came up positive for THC. So that is at least theoretically a possibility. And so my answer to that is, you know, these days, a lot of people are taking CBD, and especially if it's prescribed by a doctor, there can be a doctor's note for a person who is in a sensitive field. You know, say they work for, you know, government agency, or they work in protective services, uniform services, that says, look, this is by prescription, it's legal, it's over the counter, and this is a person who's not smoking pot, but is a person who is using, illegal hemp oil, with the consequences of which might be a positive drug test. That's one way. The other way is to wait, like you're suggesting. How long does it take to get out of the system? That is actually an unknown. I cannot tell you that if you wait a week or a month or 3 months, that it's all going to be out of your system. It likely will be, but I cannot guarantee that. And it also may be dependent on your particular metabolism. Some people are fast metabolizers. Some people are slow metabolizers. There may be some retention of the THC in your fatty tissue that is residual and comes out a long time after your initial use of the CBD oil. So the answer is we don't know. We simply don't know. And I wish I could give you a better answer than that, but thanks for the laudatory comments. All right, a new test promises to help us identify whether we're likely to die. This is part of something called metabolomics. And it's hard to do. You know, we try to do this as humans. I try to look at, you know, cholesterol and C-reactive protein and homocysteine and various things that are predictors of, you know, whether you're going to conk out. So far, there's no accurate cancer test. But in this big study, they looked at 44,000 individuals. They looked at 14 circulating biomarkers, and they found that they could make a pretty accurate prediction whether you're going to die. We need computers to crunch all this data. It's hard for a human to just peer at a bunch of lab results and put it all together. But in the future, metabolomics guided by artificial intelligence will help us make medical decisions and even predict the likelihood that you're going to live or die. All right. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you check out our website at drhoffman.com. Become a more informed listener, Intelligent Medicine, by downloading our podcast. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. And have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.